Blog Talk Radio.
This is Andrew Shatkin on Blog Talk Radio on 6:30 every evening, Monday through Friday, and at times when I am able to do it in my schedule, and I am dedicated to try to do it at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And this show is, I've given a preface a number of times, a politically incorrect show. We're in for critical thinking, thinking which reaches facts and truth, and we're not into media hype or media lies or media falsehoods or political rhetoric. Second, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to the ancient creeds of the Church, the Apostles I see in the Athanasian Creed, as well as the great Christian writers of the past, such as Aquinas and Calvin and Luther and C.S. Lewis and G.K. Chesterton. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books. Some of them are Christian books. Some of them are legal books. And they have all sold well nationally and internationally. I also have two radio shows, a podcast show and this Blog Talk radio show, which have visitors from Muslim countries and China, I'm very happy to say. And they are able to listen and hear and read my Christian-oriented material, whether blogs or podcasts or recordings, and I'm very happy to have them on board. That's as much as I'm going to say today. I'm the author of these 10 books and over 700 essays, and many people from many countries upload these essays and read these books. They upload them from my website and from social media and from also from academia.edu. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about a very sensitive topic, a topic which raises the ire of many people, and they misunderstand the idea behind it. So the first thing is, what about gay marriage in the Catholic Church? The Pope had at one point had endorsed civil unions, which are essentially a civil edifice of having gay people have families and establishments, which is fine. But the Vatican said, and Pope Francis said it, that the Roman Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex marriages, no matter how stable the relationships are. The message approved by Pope Francis came in response to questions about whether the churches should reflect the increasing social and legal acceptance social and legal acceptance of same-sex unions, as we see a movement in our settle to approve homosexuality, which is, as a legal matter, is probably good. At least it should be allowed. It's within the law. But the Pope says the Church has a different setup. The Church says you cannot bless unions of persons of the same sex. And so he defended Catholic doctrine in that research. And he said that same-sex couples is illicit. Any form of blessing that tends to acknowledge their unions is illicit. And the message underlies the Church's assistance that marriage should be limited to a union between a man and a woman, saying that same-sex unions, like heterosexual unions, if they involve sexual activity outside of the marriage, they are not part of God's plan for families. Even though these relationships may be good, they cannot be the object of a sacramental situation. So you have to understand, I think it requires a bit of grasping here to understand the position of the Church in this respect. It has its source in the Catholic Catechism, which pronounces these relationships as a disorder and sin. And the basis as I said, ladies and gentlemen, the source of this doctrine, which is defined as a sin and disorder in the Catechism, they cite biblical authority in this respect. So in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah found in Genesis, chapters 18 and 19, we have a situation where it is said that this type of activity is is wrong, and the cities were destroyed. Of course, people may say that it's just a story, but on the other hand, there are many other sections of Holy Scripture which handle this matter and which must be consulted and understood as defining the situation. For example, the Leviticus. In the book of Leviticus, there is a statement in chapter, hold on, I'll find it. Leviticus in chapter, hold on. In Leviticus in chapter, I think it's chapter 18. Let me just find this here. In Leviticus chapter, it is said that it is prohibited a man lie with another man. And also in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 1, St. Paul says that this is a result of the fall. These kind of relationships are the result of the fall and where men gave themselves to one another as the same sex. Also found in the book of Jude, chapter verse 7, a reference to the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, which resulted in their going into eternal punishment and fire. And also there is a section in 1 Kings, in 14, 1 Kings chapter 14 and 22 and 15, that Sodomites were cast out of the Israel, male cult prostitutes. So that's really, this is this position that the Pope articulates. He doesn't mean he is hostility to gay people. And frankly, they're wonderful people. They should be treated with compassion and love and concern and understood. But the Church's position is a dogmatic position on these unions. And the Church took this position, although many people feel the Church is out of touch to some extent with this type of thing. For example, it is not the declaration of the Pope said the declaration is not to be unjust discrimination, and do Catholics are to welcome with respect persons with homosexual inclinations. But the Vatican said its refusal to give approval does not preclude giving blessings to homosexual people, but it cannot bless a sacramental marriage in this sense. And Jesus really did say in Matthew that a man should leave his family and establish a home with his wife. That was his command. And we really can't really change this. Church is not running a popularity contest. Dignity USA, a organization representing LGBTU Catholics, said it was disappointed. And these people say it's hurtful to same-sex couples who are in a loving relationship, but there are no grounds, as quoted in Soap Press's work from 2016, where he wrote, there are no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be analogous to God's plan for marriage and family. There was an idea abroad. The Church has to move with this sort of movement to condone homosexual activity in the Church. But the problem is that the biblical authority is clear in this respect. And many gay people have been very annoyed by this position taken by the Pope. And there, for example, on the National Catholic Reporter ran a long article. For example, that in 1998, Dan McNeil and Patrick Canavan were married in a Washington, D.C. Episcopal church by a Catholic priest, and they refer to that. And then there is also a statement there that that of others, such as Reverend Corey Pasternak, a pastor, said the Vatican statement was disappointing, and France's effort to bring about greater inclusion has been defeated. He said he found the statement confusing, but the problem is that this is really not the issue. Even though gay people are good people, and they may have this one particular behavior pattern, but as an official matter, this is a church doctrine of long standing, and the church cannot really alter it. And the idea that the church has to move with the times do not determine truth any more than the Iliad is a bad poem because it's old, or the Bible is irrelevant because it's old. That is really not the issue. The issue is not condoning something because it's not current, because it's not faddish, because it's not fashionable. I don't think so. The idea here is that this is a doctrinal, dogmatic issue, and it doesn't mean that people or the Catholic Church wants to make clear these people should have be given with treated with great love and concern. I agree they should. They deserve Jesus' love. As Jesus' love is available in his crucifixion to every human being that's ever lived. But the issue is that gay people must understand that the church is not a popularity, earning a popularity contest. It is not a House of Representatives. It is not television. It is not People magazine. It is not Esquire. It is none of those things. It is a long-standing institution, one of the oldest institutions in the world, beside the family, and this institution cannot alter its doctrines any more than it can alter the position that Jesus is God. If you don't say that Jesus is God, you can't be a member. You can be a member of the church, but you're in the wrong group if you maintain that position. If you maintain that Jesus is a prophet, you're in the wrong group. If you maintain he's just a man, you're in the wrong, you're in the running with the wrong crowd if you're in the church. These are doctrines. They may not be appealing to everybody in the world. And then again, the church is not running an appealing contest. It's not running the LGBT people use love to justify anything. It's not a matter of lacking love any more than admitting illegal immigrants means you're not a loving person. They're breaking the law, and therefore there's an issue whether they should be allowed to come in on an illegal basis. It's the same thing. These are doctrines. The church has long-standing positions on this issue, and quite frankly, it is regarded as sin. Of course, everybody who goes to church has some connection with sin, and they have no more sin than anybody else. Certainly, I'm aware of my sins, whether it's selfishness or self-love or lack of concern for others. But everybody is encased in sin and driven by sin, and that's about it. And therefore, that their sin should not be emphasized or pushed to the front. But on the other hand, the church cannot take the position to bless sacramentally this marriage, which is really in the eyes of Jesus, who tells us to leave our family and get married to a woman. It is not Paul's letter to the Romans makes clear, and Sodom and Gomorrah make clear that this is a disorder which cannot be seen as otherwise. And to take the position that it is not, in the name of some kind of being nice or being friendly or being loving or whatever, these are very, very weak justifications for this particular doctrine. I would love you to get in touch with me about this and discuss it. I welcome all gay people. When I go to church, they are as welcome as anybody, as I can imagine. When I go to church, I'll go there because I confess my sins, and I assume our gay community will be prepared to do the same. Okay, good night, and be well.